There is a very important hearing in Olympia tomorrow. We still have some of the most lenient drunk driving laws in the country here in Washington. Do you realize you can drive drunk four times, get convicted four times of DUI, and you still won't get a felony on your record? Right now, it takes five DUI convictions before one is considered a felony. And that's ridiculous. I've long said that we should have a three strikes, you're out policy for drunk driving in our state. If you're that selfish a person, if you're that addicted a person, whatever you want to call it. Well, there is a hearing for a bill in Olympia that would just take baby steps, make it a little bit tougher. It would make a fourth DUI in 10 years a felony. And for the victims of drunk drivers, they care about making the DUI bills tougher in our state, or the laws tougher. Let me welcome to the show a family member of a DUI victim. Dale Panettone joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Dale, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon. Whoops, Dale, are you there?
Thank you for having me.
Dale, tell me your family's story and why you are so interested in this felony DUI bill.
All right. Last May, my father-in-law was hit by a drunk driver, and he was killed. He was taking a walk out on the sidewalk, and a gal that was drunk was driving, and she drove up onto the sidewalk and hit and killed him. He was killed instantly. And that has impacted our family in ways that I would never have imagined. We read about it and hear about it in the news every day, and it's just something that we never thought we would ever be a part of or impacted by, but we were. And in our family's lives have just been upside down since then. I can't even describe it. But every time you sit down at the table, every time you celebrate a birthday, every time you have a holiday, every time you do anything, you miss that person.
Yeah.
And so we began looking at some of the laws that were out there, and we were amazed at how lenient our state of Washington is when it comes to drunk driving. In fact, it takes five convicted felonies or five convicted convictions of a drunk driver before it's considered a felony.
Yeah, that's always amazed me. You know, I've always said, Dale, that I think drunk driving – first offense should be a felony offense, even if you don't injure or kill anybody. If you're just caught driving drunk, and I think anybody can make that mistake one time, and I don't think somebody's life should be turned upside down for one DUI. But I think the second one, you go away for a year, and three strikes, you're out. If you drive drunk three times, I think you should be put away for life before you injure and kill somebody. So I am right with you. What can you tell me about the woman who hit and killed your father-in-law? What was her background?
I don't know a lot about her background. Honestly, I don't know. We are still tied up in the court system with her. In fact, we have a meeting with a prosecutor this Friday, tomorrow, to discuss more issues about it. That's just another travesty. I mean, every month we're dragged into court to sit through an omnibus hearing, so we all take time off of work to go through this, and every time we show up, it's just, you're just replaying in your mind the events of the day.
Yeah.
Not good. So, in this case, the gal that hit Russ, she was not a repeat offender, so this isn't a law that we championed or got behind because it had a play in our situation. This was just something that, as we started looking at how we can turn a negative into a positive, we saw this, and this was just screaming out, like, this is totally stupid. How do we expect people to be serious about not drinking and driving when we don't even convict people or make it a felony until after five times?
Yeah, like, no, it's ridiculous. Right. Yeah, we just have this ridiculous catch and release program in our state, and we turn them back on the streets, and the drunk drivers, they know that the punishment is laughably light, And so it's not a deterrent. The laws are not a deterrent against driving drunks. So this bill that's getting a hearing tomorrow, it would simply say if you get four DUIs in a 10-year period, the fourth one will be a felony, which means you could do some serious time. I don't even know how there can be some controversy about a bill like this. If somebody is so selfish that they're willing to drive drunk again after being convicted three times previously, I don't know how anybody can even question a law like this.
I am totally with you. And I mean, just so you know, we're not in favor of four times. We're in favor of two or one, but it's just incremental steps. Anything that we can do to at least get closer to making that, something that would deter people from doing this is a positive move.
Yeah.
And the arguments against it are all dollars. The people that are against this will say, well, if you're going to make it a felony sooner, then people are going to clog up the court systems and they're going to run up legal costs, or then they're going to be in jail more. Well, you know what? Maybe they need to be in jail. So I don't have a problem with that. The other thing is there's a cost to not doing anything. There's a cost for all the lost work that our families had. There's a cost in the insurance payouts that have been done. There's a cost in lawsuits. It's just ridiculous. It's not a sound argument from their standpoint of view. When you look at the cost of not doing anything, it's just as much money.
Well, you're right. And I've heard the same objections that you've heard, Dale, and you're absolutely right. I mean, two things. People who talk about the cost, first of all, people are going to stop driving drunk with three convictions if they know the fourth one's a felony. They're going to start calling Uber or get a taxi or get a designated driver. People will change their behavior. And you're right. If they're not willing to change their behavior, they absolutely deserve to be locked up before they do what they did to your father-in-law. So you're right. Both of those arguments are so bogus, and I get furious when I hear people try to argue against a common sense law like this. And I'll be disgusted if our legislature can't act on this law. Four DUIs, the fourth one's a felony. That is too light, but it's a good next step.
Yep, I totally agree. Yep, I'm with you.
Tell me, before I let you go, because I always like to put a little more of a human face on all of this. How old was your father-in-law, and was he still living an active, vibrant life when this happened to him?
Oh, yeah, my gosh. My father-in-law was 72, going on 73. But mentally and physically, the guy was, 40, 50 years old. Him and I did tons of bicycling together. We did the Seattle-Portland bike ride 9 years in a row. He was in great shape. We expected him to be around, 15, 20 more years easily. And he was the patriarch of our family. We did everything with him. We're a very close family. And to have him absent is a huge void in our lives. And because we were so active, it just makes that void even stand out more.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, I'm very sorry for your loss, you and all of your family and all of Russ's friends. And we'll see if we can push the legislature to start getting a little bit tougher on these selfish criminals on our roadways.
You bet. Hey, thanks for inviting me, and thanks for championing this issue. It is very important.
Yes, it is. Dale, all my best to you and your family. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
All right, thank you very much.
Dale Panettone wants to get everybody mobilized, and I do too. Get a hold of your senator. The Senate Bill 5105, it gets a hearing tomorrow. It would make a fourth DUI a felony. Still not tough enough, but a little bit tougher, and that's what we need.